Salem State men's ice hockey coach Bill O'Neill is joining us here after announcing his retirement this week as well after 42 years at the school and as head coach. And Bill, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Bill, what a career you've had in hockey as a player and then as a coach and so on. And, you know, as I was just telling you before, folks, when they listen to this, they'll be able to see a lot of the details in text on this post about your career and so on. But I guess let me ask you this, Bill. Was coaching always something that you had in mind when you were playing hockey, that might be something you'd like to do?
I don't think so. I think the focus was on playing. You know, I loved playing, and that's, you know, I tried to play like at the highest level, like everybody. You know, we practice and dream and you know, try to play on the best team you can play on to challenge yourself and to contribute. And I, you know, that's what I did. At the end, when, you know, my playing career ended, I continued. It was like, you know what, I love this game. I want to try to do this. And I was fortunate, you know, living on the North Shore with a lot of friends. I had an opportunity to get into coaching, and here we are. I still love the game. I still love it. But it's time for me to call it a career.
Man, I 42 years. I remember, Bill, when you came to Salem State, because when I came down to this area, not too much many years before that, just a handful, two maybe. Mike Gilligan was the coach, and he went up to Vermont, where I came from. And I, you know, so there's this nice, neat little connection, you know, because I reached out to Mike as soon as I got down here to talk to him, and then obviously he went up to Vermont, so that was kind of weird. And but then you've been on the scene and have not moved for 42 years, living right by the school too. So it's a great story, I think.
You know it. It is. I love it. I lived it. My family has been involved every day, every step. They're so involved in it. And you too, Bill, like you said, you know, the first week that I started September 1 of 81, and within the first week, we're doing an interview, you know, and every step of the way, you've been a part of following Salem State Hockey and Salem State Athletics, you know, so really appreciative of that. Thank you for that.
You know, I want to jump back. I want to ask you a BU question as a player at BU and under Jack Parker. But before I do that, let me just jump to the whole idea that, you know, in interacting with you over the years, Bill, I get the sense that you are just completely comfortable coaching, you know, and that is it's almost like a way of life. And that's what it is, isn't it?
It is. You know, I'm pretty passionate about it. My family is all in.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky. You know, in the administration at Salem State, you know, they've allowed me to coach this long as well. So, you know, it's a tough business, you know, as you know, and there's a lot of turnover. There's different things that come up along the way that you have to deal with. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Careers aren't usually this long, and I know that, right? So each year I would just, you know, just be grateful that I have a team, and you know, I can rally around that and be a part of that with the players and the relationships that we have, and incorporate that with my family and our school, and obviously the whole community of the North Shore that's been behind us for all these years.
Well, you came out of the Boston University hockey program, and at that time, incredibly powerful program back in the day. And maybe share with us some thoughts, you know, the D1 hockey scene, and obviously great rivalries at that time with the other Boston schools and of course, and all the schools that BU played. I mean, that was a very big time for the growth of college hockey in the area, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. You know, growing up, you know, I played at St. John's Prep. Paul Downey was my coach, brother Linus, and, you know, I wanted to, the first college game I ever went to was at the Bean Pot with BU and Harvard, and I'm up in the balcony, the Miles Standish marching band playing, it was unbelievable. I was hooked. It was like, I want to play at BU in my mind, you know. I don't know if I could tell anybody that, but in my mind, that's my dream and my belief, and I tried to make that happen. And Don Toot Calhoun Marblehead, one day I'm reading the Salem News, and Toot was named the assistant coach at BU under Jack Parker, and I'm like, fantastic. I got a shot, maybe, you know. It won't be another Canadian going in or someone from somewhere else. Maybe it can be me out of Danvers, you know. And sure enough, it happened. I was lucky. I was playing. I took a year after St. John's Prep, and I played at Berwick Academy. I played for the Great Bay Vikings. It was like the beginning of the New England Junior Hockey League. And Toot came up and saw me play, and Coach Parker, and you know what? I got a chance to play there, and it was like my dream come true. That's what I wanted, you know. At that time, it wasn't like, hey, I want to play for the Boston Bruins. Like, no one played for the Boston Bruins that way, you know. It didn't happen until after the 80 Olympics, and the Olympic guys had a chance, and they broke through, and they gave the college guys a chance, you know. But it was a great experience. It was unbelievable opportunity to play at BU and have the teams that we had, and obviously the relationships that we had, and the rivalries. And we kept getting better, and we were like the best team.
Yeah.
At that time, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely were. Yeah. What was Coach Parker like as a coach? I mean, what can you share with us? Now that you're not coaching anymore, and he's not coaching, obviously. So what can you share?
Yeah, Jack Parker was a great coach. He's a great communicator. He was a motivator. He was really smart, and he got the best out of all of us, you know. Whatever it was, like the way he was such a competitor. He wanted to win, and that was one of the things, I think, with Coach Parker was, you know, his will to win, and how that you know, became part of the way we were and the way we played. And you know, different players, you know, they stepped up and everything. But it was a great experience to play for him. You know, I'm not friends with him, you know what I mean? But, like, we're close, right? We're close. You know, we don't hang out, but we're close. He's close to all his players like that. And a lot of times, He's the first call. Like when we're in trouble, or we're in a crossroad somewhere, he's one of the people that we call, you know. And he's right on with the advice, and he's a fantastic person.
No, I get coach. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the you know, I guess what I was trying to say earlier about, you know, the way you approach coaching, and you talk about the longevity, and I was obviously mentioning it as well, is that, you know, I think you like the most coaches, you know, they really do enjoy the relationship that they do have with players and the day to day of it. Not just, of course, the big games are the big games. That's all part of it as well. But tell me about the big games, or what games kind of stand out at, you know, from your time at Salem State?
I go back to we were fortunate enough to play in a couple of Final Fours, you know, Division III Final Fours, which, you know, to get there is so difficult. You know, it's you gotta win, you gotta keep building, you gotta keep winning. You have to get better every day with it, yeah. and you have to win certain playoff games. You know, the first playoff game, maybe the toughest one is the first one. You know, and get through that. And as we know, it's one and done the way it's played these days, and really difficult to get there. The stars have to line up for you, and the players play. They get it done or not. You know.
Yeah, and I even looked at this past season, Bill, and you know, it was, you know, you win some, you lose some, but at the end of the year, that you got that little spark in that MASCAC tournament. You guys, you know, pulled off a couple of upsets this year, so that must have been nice.
It was, because we, you know, we play three rounds in the MASCAC, three rounds of six, and you know, we were struggling this year, you know, trying to find our way and create our identity and just how we would approach things and whatever, you know. And at the end, we really came together, and we were one of the best teams at the end. You know, we lost in the semifinals. We lost in overtime for a chance to play in a championship game. But I was really proud of the guys, the way they came together, the way they stuck with it. Because, you know, when things happen, things, especially the way things are today, you know, guys can get distracted and obstacles in their way, and there's a million things happening in their lives, you know, but they didn't. They stuck with them. At the end, I was really proud. We had a good team.
Yeah. I guess this sounds like a trite question, but, you know, coaching and college athletes, how has that changed over? I mean, you were a college athlete, and now you're, and of course, and then 42 years coaching college athletes. So how has that all changed, or how would you kind of put that into perspective as to how it has changed?
It changes every day, like everything, right? Nothing stays the same. And, you know, the games are played. The best players are the best players. They were then, they are now. That really hasn't. I think the communication and the one-on-one, the immediate evaluation or feedback, and then afterwards now. I mean, we've got so much video, you know, we've got video of power plays and penalty kills and all that, but you get videos of every shift. So guys have their shifts. They get on their phone the next day. They see all their shifts, and they go through it. And then it's like, you know, you spend a lot of time going over a lot of those shifts. Just, you know, just not X's and O's, but, you know, suggestions or things that, you know, decisions that were made that could be this or that, you know. Players have to make it. You know, do you like this or do you like that? They have to decide how it's played, and that shows in the result.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that, but you're right. There is the element of video and bringing that into the game. It, obviously, it's huge in coaching. Is a big change with the digital video and so on nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the way it's shown now. You know, it's not X's and O's. It's not on a blackboard or a grease board or something. It's not really like that. It's more like you get the video, you get your shift, and in that shift there's you could go this way or that way, and you've got to decide in a split second, and it has to be the right way, or potentially, you know, you put yourself at a bad spot, or you put that group of players in a bad spot or a good spot, you know. And it's played both ways, but the players want to know that, you know, they really want to know that, and they want that type of attention, and it's great. It's just, you know, that's how that's changed. You know, way back we didn't do that. We just go in on the blackboard and say, hey, here's where you go, here's how we play, and that was the feedback a lot of times. You know, the guys just, they did their thing, they lived their life. Today, we're much more involved with every player than I think we were way back, you know.
No more drawing it up on the chalkboard with a circle and an arrow or an X or whatever, right? Not so much
no,
of that.
They wouldn't know what it is. They'd look at you like you're crazy, you know? Show me, coach. Show me on that video.
Okay, all right. I got this chalkboard thing here, but put it on my iPad. You must be getting pretty good at an iPad, though, huh, Bill?
My assistants are real good at it, okay? I tell them what I want and what I'm trying to find. They know exactly. They get this thing, you know, they're watching games, they can push buttons and, you know, start a clip, stop a clip, and they can save it, they can show it between periods. It's really cool. It's a great thing.
Yeah, I get it. And you got to have those guys. Absolutely, you're right. But that's how you've been able to stick on for 42 years. But you got people with the technology here, you know?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, the players, as you know, Bill, are the fuel, right? The young players come in, they're the fuel for the older players, the competition, it's unreal. And it's the same with assistant coaches. They come in with so much energy and enthusiasm, and they, you know, my expectation is they want to keep coaching and coach at higher levels, right? They want to push the limit for themselves, and that is great for me as an older player, older coach, you know, moving along. That is inspiring to me. It keeps me young. It keeps me current, that type of thing, and, you know, gives us a chance to stay in it.
Yeah. Well, Bill, what is up next for you now? I mean, coaching at the college level has stopped or will stop. But what do you have planned? What do you and your family have planned here, say, in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We've got 3 grandchildren now. I don't have plans like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I got to just take a step back and just see what's up. I mean, I'm not going to stop. I love hockey. I'm involved, you know, I'd be involved in different things that I do with clinics or camps or something, probably, you know, but we'll see what happens. It'll be great, and I'm really looking forward to it, especially all the calls. I'm so appreciative to all the calls and the texts I'm getting the last few days. It's unbelievable. I really, really appreciative of that. There's a lot of friends and good relationships that we have here on the North Shore.
Oh, Bill, I got one last question here. You know, it's funny. I've had this question in my head for a while, but and sometimes it comes up when I'm talking with coaches, and in particular when I'm talking about college coaches here. Tell me about the travel that you must do during the course of a season and off season, and your coaching staff to look at kids. You know, to look at prospects and do all the recruiting and analysis of potential Vikings, as it would be in the day. But tell me about that travel. What does that entail?
It's very involved, and it's you know, players have family advisors. They have these you know, recruiting bureaus they're in. You're constantly bombarded with that information, you know. And but really, what you do is you identify, obviously, the leagues that you're looking to, or that you can attract a good student athlete, character player type. Certain leagues, and you follow that. You follow the showcases on the weekends when they play. You might get to a practice if it's that during the week, if that's possible. Their seasons now are running, you know, September until April. They're full throttle playing on these teams, and then in the summer there's showcases that you attend and you follow, and obviously the different network of people that player would be involved with, and ultimately, you know, a yes or a no at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess it's enlightening you telling me that. I mean, clearly there are many opportunities to see particular players, but you still got to go out and see them whenever, even though they're playing every day, it seems like. You're right, yeah, yeah.
It's a full commitment. You know, the players, they've been doing this in hockey especially. You know, they're involved with travel teams when they're 7 or 8 years old, and you know, playing on these like triple A teams or like an AAU equivalent type of team when they're 7 or 8 all the way through. And if you continue to improve and move, then you stay in that network. If you don't, you go into another, you know, could be less, it could be, you know, just that you didn't progress that much that year and you get a chance to get back after it, you know, like a ladder type of thing.
Absolutely.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And even when high school ends, you know, these guys, they can play 1, 2, sometimes 3 years of junior hockey after high school, you know, a full season, you know, 50, 60 games, maybe more. And just, you know, with the aspiration, the goal of playing at the highest level they can play at. And you hope to identify that. You hope to attract the right, you know, student athlete that wants to do that, or that can do it. Not wants to. They all want to. It's a matter of if that person can.
Well, Bill, I've come to the end of my questions. So if there's anything else that you would like to mention, a parting shot, comment, or something or other, I'd love to hear it. And something I didn't ask you about, but you know, I'll let you respond at that point here. Yeah, so anything else?
Well, again, Bill, I'd like to thank you because we've been friends for, you know, my 42 years here. You were there the first week I got the job, and here you are the last week, you know, 42 years later. I really appreciate that. And just, you know, looking back, I feel so fortunate to have coached at Salem State for the last 42 years. You know, it was an honor, a privilege to serve. And the relationships with my players and my assistant coaches, that we all worked together, it was so rewarding. I feel fulfilled in that way, and I'm at peace with the decision. That's how I've said it to people. You know, I'm at peace in my mind, and I'm looking forward to whatever the next challenge is.
Well, I can tell you this, Bill. Salem State Hockey over those years has been a very classy program. You've been so professional, whenever I pop by or pick up the phone and call, you're always there. You're always positive, and to be honest with you, I was talking to Phil Stacey the other day when the news broke. Actually, just moments after the news broke, we were doing that podcast, and I, you know, you're a North Shore coaching legend. There's no doubt about it. I mean, 42 years, D3 college coach at one school, the success that you guys have had, really successful, very much so. So, Bill, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for North Shore sports and for, obviously, it'll be a big loss for Salem State. But unfortunately, apparently, I'm the only guy that just keeps going here, even though I take time off, Bill. I mean, come on, what's the matter with me? Jeez.
Hey, you got it. You love it, and you show it. So that's great. So thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Okay, thank you for everything.
I hope you're an inspiration for me to get out of the business. That Bill, Bill, again, thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it, and have a great retirement. Although I have a feeling you'll be very busy. So take care.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah, Bill O'Neill, 42 years ice hockey coach, Salem State College.